Today's daf is Chul and Daf Ayin Ches. Today's daf is sponsored by Michal and Manny Aaron, Zeichen Nishmas Matisyo Menachem Ben Yaakov. Shalom Shalom and Leah. Okay, start a new parak. Like Chul and every parak is like a new mitzvah, a whole new concept. So now we're going to talk about the mitzvah of what the Isser of Osov Espino, which means not allowed to stress an animal and its offspring the same day. Right, so the pasuk says, "Vishor oseh osov espino, hashor oseh it and its offspring, lo sishpatu b'yom echad." You can't check it on one day. Because in order to just get a better understanding of the Mishnah, to go through the Meiri brings out about 7 points that need to be known before we do the Mishnah. Meiri says as follows: you have to learn that number one, the din of osov espino is only knowing it got by behema, hashor oseh, not by tzvi or nile. It doesn't apply to them. Number two, there's no difference as to which animal is shefted first. There's no difference if the kid was just shefted first or the mother was shefted first. Number two, there's no difference whether or not one person shefted both animals or one person shefted the animal A, one person shefted animal B. The person who shefts the second animal, obviously knowing that the first animal was shefted, is the one who's chayev, right? He gets malchus. The fourth one is that if you were over and you shefted, let's say the animal was hekdesh. So if the animal is hekdesh, it becomes pasul. Well, because the second one's pasul, because the moment the first animal is shefted, the second one is mechus zman. It can't be brought today. So it's pasul, but you won't get malchus. And by a chulin, even though you shefted it, it's still kosher. We'll talk about that. The animal is still kosher. Even though you did an issur with the second animal, it's still considered kosher. Similar to shefting on Shabbos. It's still considered kosher. Number five, anyone who chefs kachim outside of the base of Midrash, something that's mukdash, chefs it outside, yichayet karis. Number six, if you chef chulin inside the base of Midrash, it becomes usser, but you are not chayet karis. And number seven, anyone who chefs a behemoth kachim, right, that it right now is not right to be brought onto the base onto the mizbeach, which in our case would be the second animal after the mother was chefted, in that case, then you punch it from cars. Seven things to keep in mind. Keep those all in mind as we go through the cases of the Mishnah, which are 12 cases in the Mishnah that we're going to get to. Okay, so the Mishnah states, Oso the Esbino, the Isser of Oso Esbino, knowing Bein the Eretz Ben Mechutzlaretz. It's knowing in Eretz Yisrael and Mechutzlaretz. Rashi and Tosfos pointed out right away. There's no need for us to know that din, because, as Rashi says, that Kol was goofy. It's a chobos on the body, a chobos aguf, no hekas bim arach bim mechutzar. It's not a mission for the arts. Rashi explains the reason why we need it. Look at that first Rashi, mission to boy bechulim mitgashim. Because we're going to say afterwards, it's no bechulim mitgashim, so the concept, right? The itzvik lamel kmikrod, you know, people gomara, klanab arach mechutzar. It's just agab, all the other things that we say. Tosfos says that basically all the Mishnayos in the next couple of prokhim are going to talk about a few concepts. The arach yisrael, mechutzar, in the base of Midrash, not base of Midrash. So, in some cases, all cases are needed. Some cases aren't. But for patterns, they keep. Rashi Tosfos says, "I need a boy." Right, he says the fourth line. The ikaduk that the hab litzorah. In some cases, it's going to be litzorah. You go merachus hagez. The hachem mina b'shluach hakain that eretz v'chutz la'aretz v'kula lo shelo litzorah levad merachus hagez. Right. So, eretz and chutz la'aretz is only going to be needed for that merachus hagez. And Pnei Abayis, Lobus Nei Abayis, is B'chul Lo Habit Tzarech, Lavami Osu Lobus Beno. You only need that for our case. So, well, these Mishnayas are just saying all these things. Some apply, some don't apply. Okay. So Osu Lobus Beno, no Ben Barach, Ben Chutz Lars. Bif Nei Abayis, Lobus Nei Abayis. There's no way whether or not the base of Midrash is around or not. Rashi says, Man Abayis. And we're going to learn about Kuflam Akas towards the end, what that's coming to teach us. Name Bif Nei Abayis, Ben Shalob Nei Abayis. B'chul and Uba Mikdashim. Whether the animals are Chulin or the animals are Hektish. Ketzad. Now, keep in mind, we got 12 cases. We're going to run through the 12 cases. We're going to cover the gamut, basically. All right. Number one. Hashketzah. Hashofet osov esbino. Right? So, chulin v'chutz. Let's say they're both chulin. We shech them outside. Right? Chulin or shech them outside the base of the minute. It's supposed to be. So, shneim k'sherim. They're both kosher. This is the regular case. They're both kosher. They're good streaker. They're both kosher. But by Shani, so big as Harboyan. The Shani gets malchus because he was the one who violated also his Bruno. This is the second one. Whoever shefted second could be me. I'm saying it's a, it must be. I don't know. That's what the definition of shogeg is. What the definition of shogeg is? That's what, I don't think that's going to be here, shogeg. There's no courage here. Maybe this is basic. Maybe this is bits of amazing. You get about this. Yeah. Just keep track. You got to tag them. Why not? Yeah. You got to tag the child to know you can't shechter the first 8 days. There are a few things. You know, okay, so? Just what this applies to a carbon also. No, it applies to a cat. So, you. I don't know what the issue is. You put on tefillin every day. Oh, my God. So you tag the animal. You tag the animal. What do you mean? If someone else does it. Well, I give another question. What if someone shuts the animal right before Ben Shmush, right after Ben Shmush was in Israel, and then you shut the animal 2 minutes later here in America, same day is a different day. So, I don't know. Okay, so that's the first case, right? Rishon, sorry, Chulin Shemachut Shnei B'Shem V'Shem Yisofik Zarboi. They're both kosher. Rashi says we shouldn't. Okay, B'Shem Yisofik. Rashi says Mishum Lav the Osuv Es Beno. Right, he says, "V'lo shlosh shnachas ha'im tchila, v'lo shlosh shnachas abad. The abad, the im tchila. Doesn't matter which one goes first. V'lo shlosh shachti tenuchad gaba, v'lo shlosh trei gabri yafdu gemara dechayim. We're going on later. What the cases are? It doesn't matter. Whoever shlosh second is chayim. That's case number one. Case number two, kachim b'chutz. They're both kachim animals. You shech them outside. So harishon chayiv kares. The first one who shechs outside is chayiv kares. Why? Rashi says, "Mishum shchutei chutz." But the second one, Rashi says, "Avol sheni potim in a kares, he's not going to be chayiv kares for shvutei chutz. The kevan the nishvata imo shuv einu roy haben lishachet b'fnim. The psum mishum chutzes man." We said before, he's not roy for a carbon right now. He's not allowed to be shechted today. Avol sheni, right? The einu chayiv mishum shvutei chutz elim kim roy l'fnim. Only roy right now to go into the bath. The rishon chayiv kares v'shneiem psulim, and both of them are possible because they were touching, they were shechted outside. Ushneim Sofkin, and both of them get Malkus. Rashi says, Shneim Sofkin, Harisha Mishon Lab Shmutei Chutz. So the guy's getting Kares, and he's getting Malkus, which must go against the sheet that says Kimlei by Kares. He's getting Kares and Malkus at the same time. Right, Harisha Mishon Lab Shmutei Chutz, the Ksiv, right? And the second one, I guess, is getting because Osav Esbeno gets Malkus. Next case. Kachim. I missed something I want to talk about. Ah, okay, let me just do the last case. This case, I'll go back to the first case. And then, kachim b'fnim, right? So you have two kachim. You shecht osuv esbeno inside, where they're supposed to be shechted. Harishon kasher, the first one's a valid carbon. Upater, obviously pater, because you didn't do anything wrong. You shechted the carbon inside. The hasheni, sofeg es arboim. The second one gets malchus, right? He gets malchus, upasel. What does he get malchus for? He gets malchus for osuv esbeno. And it's possible because it's not Roy Lach Rava now, because its mother was just shechted, so it can't be shechted today. Okay, next case. Let's go through the cases. Chulin v'kachim b'chutz. Right, you have chulin and kachim b'chutz. So this is the order. You have one animal that's chulin, one animal that's kachim. You shech the chulin animal, then you shech the kachim animal outside. Harishon kachim b'fater. The rishon is v'al shrita. You shech the chulin animal outside. It's kachim b'fater. V'asheni, sopeg es harboim, shem osu v'es b'no, you get malchus. Who puzzle, and it's puzzle because it's done outside. Right, Rashi says, the Hasheni sofeg es arboim, mishum osuv es beno. That's the case. Different case. Okay. Next case. Kachim the chulin b'chutz. Now we do the other opposite way. You have to kachim first and chulin outside. So kachim goes first. So arishum chayiv kares. Why is it chayiv kares? Because it's strict outside. It's strict of a behemah kachim outside. Who puzzle. And it's obviously possible because you can't eat it because it's a bad shrita. Vasheni kosher. The second one is kosher because it's a chulin shrita being done outside. Uchneim sofkin es arboim. But both get malchus. The first one for checking chulin outside. The second one for violating also v'esbeno. Next case. Chulin v'kachim b'fnim. Now we do the chulin v'kachim inside. So you do the chulin inside or the kachim inside. Uchneim sulim. They're both possible for akrava, obviously, because and for eating. First one because it's chulin in the mizbeach. The second one because you did kachim. It wasn't supposed to be shechted now. But then it has a mechusar zman, right? Shnei psulim. Shnei psulim. The hasheni in the second one sofeg es harboim. He gets malchus. Why? he gets machas here for osav esbino. Keep in mind why he's getting machas. Next case, kachim b'chulin b'fnim. Now you do it, kachim first and then the chulin case. Harishon kachim repata. The first one's a valid shrit of a carbon inside the base of mitzvah, so no problem. Vasheni sofe gets harboyim. The second one gets malchus for also as we know, not because of kachim b'fnim, because kachim chulin shavazara, chulin shavazara you don't get malchus for. It's even in my notice that may not be there, right? So to figure out what the isser is, but it's puzzle. It's obviously puzzle because it's chulin in the azara and you can't eat it. You may not eat it chulin shavazara. Next case, chulin b'chut u'b'fnim. So I have two chulin animals. One I chef outside, then I chef the second one inside. So what's the case? We can work it out. I reached a kosher repata. The first one's fine. It's shrit of a chulin animal outside. Vasheni, so figures out volume. You get malchus for osos beno, upasol. And it's possible because of chulin shiva azara. Next case. Kachim b'chut u'b'fnim. I have kachim, one outside, and then I chef the other one inside. I reached chayiv kares. The first one is chayiv kares. Why? Because he chefed kachim outside. Kachim shiva b'chut. Vishneim soaking as harboyim. Vishneim soon. They both get matos. The first one gets matos for shecht and kachim outside. The second one gets matos for also yes, but no. Vishneim soonim. And they're both possible for the hakrava. One because we shechted outside. The other one because it was mine. Because we're going to be shechted now. Next case. Chulin bifnim. We do one chulin bifnim. Uba chutz. And then one chulin outside. Harishon pasol. The first one is pasol. Why? Because he's not allowed to bring chulin shiva azara. Upatzer. But he's patzer because he didn't do anything that's chayiv and kares. Vasheni sofik is harboyim. The second guy, he gets malchus for osov yesbino, the kosher, but he's kosher. Osov yesbino, he's still kosher. We'll talk about that soon. Kachim bifnim uba chutz. Let's say I do kachim one inside, then one outside. The reason was kosher or potter, it's a valid krava of a korban inside. Vasheni sofik is harboyim. The second one gets malchus for osov yesbino, and it's possible again. Why? Because it was mechusas mine. So we're going to go talk about for a second. Let's just go back to the first case. Right, the first case was chulin b'chutz. Right, we did. Both of them are outside. Shneihem kshirim. Right, a regular case. I have two kosher animals outside. I shecht one, it's kosher. I shecht the second one. I get malchus, but it's kosher. Rashi indicates we should divide the mitzvah sefer shneihem psulim. He said that there's no chiddush that they're both kosher. Of course they're both kosher. What'd you do wrong? So therefore, but since the sefer they give a case of both pasul, they give a case here of both kosher. Tosos on daf pei. Shayach over here doesn't like that. He argues. He says, "Chulin b'chutz shneim k'sherim." He says, "There is a chiddush." Tosos on Daf Hey says, "Solka daitoch the mitzvah shneim mishum lo tocha kol toeva." Maybe it's a toeva based on a Gemara on Daf Kuf Tezvav. Kamash Malad that even if you eat it, it is still kosher. So the issue is there a chiddush or not when it came to these? When it comes to these being kosher, okay? Rashi says no chiddush. Tosos says there is a chiddush. So it says it's finished because of low tofa toiva. In Rabbi Kiva Eger, he says that wait a second. Why do I say shneim k'sherim? I should say why do I say kol my d'amar achorn lo tova diyav elomahan? Anything the Torah tells me not to do, and I do it, it shouldn't work. So my focus on tamura on daf dalet. It's like the tamura. Everyone knows that gemara in tamura. He avid mahani or yamavi lo mahani. So since the Torah here tells you not to shef the son after the mother or the mother after the son, and you are over on what the Torah said. So when it didn't, what you did shouldn't work. Basically, now you have kolta niskar. You did an avera, and now you're allowed to eat the animal. So what's going on here? So I saw a few answers. So the Prima Gadon, where's Prima Gadon? Prima Gadon says in Yoredeya, Simon Tezayin, Shin Pei Dal, Sephatim Gimel, he says, number one, is that there's an answer on later on about this, why it's not considered a toeva. Because you learned it out from the pasuk, right? Learned it out from the pasuk. So we say over there, it's learned out from the same pasuk. You learned it out over there, the same limud works. Then he writes to a more fundamental, more lundish answer. He says that the whole din of e abid lo mahani, it's only where the maisa itself makes it usher. By osav yes v'no, the maisa is not usher. There's no isser in the maisa shchita. The timing is what's the problem. It's an extraneous factor that makes this maisa, which is particularly mutter, makes it usher. So that's like when it comes to tamura, right? Tamura is a fundamentally usher action. There's no isser action here. Here the isser is the action combined with the timing. So in that instance, where the action itself isn't necessarily usher, it's only because of an external factor, then we don't say e'avid lo mahani. That's a much more wondrous answer. And so here also he quotes in the specific quotes of Pnei Avraham. I don't know who Pnei Avraham is. Pnei Avraham says that the Isser of Osu as Beno only is Chayev Malchus on the second guy, correct? But if it wasn't for the first guy, the second guy wouldn't have an Isser. So it's not completely totally on the second Meiser. So it says if it's not completely totally on one Meiser, you don't say Osu, you don't say Yabed Lomani. Fine. The Rambam, in Hilchos Shita, the Perakim Beis Alef, Al, Pasuk, that if you over and Shofet Osu Vias Beno, he says, Sharon, and he says, Ein Hasheni Nesu Vafila. The second one is not Osu Vafila. And the Beis Yosef brings down because it's our Mishnah. However, all the Rishonim, the Rashba, the Ran, the Ramban, they all quote the Bahag, and the Bahag paskins that if you were over and you shefted Osu Vias Beno, the Rishon could be eaten right away, but the Sheni, it's Osu Vafila Osu Hayom. You're not allowed to eat it that day. Oh, what's going on? What's the reason? Mishnah says Shnei Kshirim. Now the Baha'i comes in and says you can't eat it that day. So the Ran, he quotes me the Ramban, I saw it in the Ran, says the reason is because it's a Knas. It's the same Knas that they had if someone violated Shabbos. Right? You have Maisa Shabbos. What do we say? You're not allowed to eat it. That day you can't eat it. So to here, also a Yom, it's going to be Asur Be'akiva. I guess maybe if that's the case, then it could be Kadei She'asur, however long it takes. That's the same Mishnah by Maisa Shabbos. Fine. That's one reason. The Divrei Chamudos writes that a different reason is it's not a knas. It's just that it's a Xeri Derabanan. A Xeri Derabanan, they want it to be gozer, they're not allowed to eat it that day. So he quotes a nafka mina, whether or not you say it's a knas or just a Xeri. Right? So if you write, there's a nafka mina, if the time is because of a knas or Xeri Sachamim. Xeri Sachamim is Toeva. Discussing each other, Torah said not allowed to do. Let's say, right, so if the time is before the knas and you shechted the second b'shogeg, you did a b'shogeg, then there would be no reason for a knas. We don't say knas by shogeg. But if it's because the rabbanan says it's toeva, and even if you did a b'shogeg, the Bahag's rule would apply. You can't eat it today. Also, we say the reason is because of a knas, you would say that the only person who's ushered to eat it would be the guy who did the aveira, but you have to be kones him. But everybody else should be able to eat it. But if you say the issue is we didn't toeva, if it didn't rabbanan toeva, then it should apply. The Bahag's rule should apply to everybody. Fine. The Shulchan Aruch Paskens in Simchat Zayin Sukkimol that he says he thinks it's mutter even b'osu hayom because he quotes the Bahag as a yesh omer, and the stam rule by the mechaber is stam and yesh omer. He passes like stam. Yesh omer. You think you go by the second yesh omer? Okay. But he quotes over here. Then most of the Ephronim, in the pre-Megadim quotes, and most everybody else holds like the Bahag, and therefore if you violated Osovias Beno, then you can't eat Beno, the second one on the same day. Okay, fine. Pointed that out. Okay, very good. Back to the Gemara. Tana Rabbanan. How do we know that Osu Vesbino applies even by animals that are carbonos, that are hektish? So, I don't know what the issue is, because the pasuk that talks of Osu Vesbino is talking in the parsha of Kachin. So, right, so the main, right, Mar says, we learn it now because it says by Kachin, and sort of the answer to that, it's a shor o kesev o eiz kibale, the first pasuk that talks about the parsha. Sure, offensive ways, but the Yontif Kivalei, but Hayeshiva Shimtan Kimo, Yomashim Tahali, Eretzeli Yos Karban, Lizbi Shel Hashem. It talks about 8 days for the Karban. Then Sivat Sarei, then says afterwards, the Shor Osel, so this Molos, this will be Omefat. We're in the Parsha of Kachim, right? Limei, Osu Beno, Shano, Mugdashim. We see that Osu Beno is Lobik Dashim. Then the question is, well, how do I know it applies by Chulin? It's in the Parsha of Karbanos. The Gemara says, Ain't the Mugdashim in, but Chulin Lo. Maybe it applies only by Mugdashim and doesn't apply by Chulin, but the Parsha that's talking about the Isser is talking about by Kachim. So the Gemara says, no, because it says, sure, hifsika inyan. Because basically, what the Gemara is saying is, why does the Pasuk have to say, sure, say again? Right, we have the Pasuk of sure, hefsiko is. It says, v'yomashmi v'hali yotzilios korban la'ashem. And then it should just say, and also, v'yasmano, v'yosishko v'yomecha. Why have to go ahead and repeat, sure, oseh, again? So sure, oseh, hifsika inyan. That breaks it up from the first Pasuk. And therefore, it's talking about Chulin. So that breaks it up from the first Parsha, to the first Pasuk. So what do we have now? Talking about Chulin. How do we know talking about Mugdashim? So the aim of a Chulin in, but Mugdashim low. So Gemara says, no, Siv Bishor. It's a Vav. Right? Bishor Oseh, Vav, Mosif al Inyan Rishon. The vav is mosif al inyan rishon. So the vav connects it, but the shor separates it. So I have one separation, one connection applies to both. Kulin and applies kulin and mukdasha, right? That's how in the same word, one separates it, one separates. Okay. So Gemara says, wait a second. So now, if Oso the Esbino applies to Kachim, let's apply other rules to Kachim to Oso the Esbino. What's the din? The din is a behemoth that's client. It's not Kachim for those vast. Gemara says, E ma Kachim flying low. It's usher to be makriv a carbon of client, meaning like a crossbreed animal. It's not kosher to be brought to Mizbeah. Right? So, at Osu Vesbeno, Kilayim Lo. We should say that Osu Vesbeno should not apply to Kilayim as well. Let's say I have an offspring that's Kilayim. It shouldn't apply. But, Allah Matanya, why have a price that says, Osu Vesbeno, Noah be Kilayim, will be Koi. Osu Vesbeno is Noah by Kilayim and by a Koi, which is a sort of mixed Behema and Chaya. And we know that Osu Vesbeno doesn't apply to a Chaya, we just said before. The Meiri, but it doesn't apply by the koi. But why? The Gemara answers, and not only that, but Oud, we have another kasha. Why does the Brisa say that it's noed by Kalayim? Pasuk says, Shor Osetzit, it says the word Sev. The Amar Rava, and Rava learns that from a different Pasuk, he says, where it says Set in that Pasuk, it's Bana Av, Kol Makub Shadam Marseh. Eino el lahotzi is a client. Rabbah has a rule, whenever it says seh, that excludes kilayim. So why do we know that kilayim, twofold question, why does Osu Vesbeno apply to kilayim? It shouldn't apply to kilayim. Number one, it shouldn't apply to kilayim because it's kachim. Number two, it shouldn't apply to kilayim because it's din of Rabbah. So Gemara answers, we're going to answer and then we ask the question. So Amakra, it says, the pasuk says, shor oseh. The O is larabos' kilayim. It comes from exclude to kilayim. Tosas interesting points out, Tosos on the fourth and fifth line says O. He says the here we O is including, and the Apogav to the O Kesef Namtini Kalayim is another place where we have O and we exclude Kalayim. Why then do we exclude here? We include. But Tosos answers based on Gemara and Ruva is that O is either or, either inclusionary or exclusionary, depending on the context. Without the O you would have excluded, you included. Without the O you would have excluded, you would have included, you include. Right, that's what he says. Teres Yaakov. I don't know who that is. Teres Yaakov asks, it's obviously someone's kid. I don't know who it is. Big deal. Teres Yaakov says, he doesn't know why it was either. Teres Yaakov asks, why does the Gemara Dafka ask on Issa Kalayim? Oh, it's Kachim, so therefore Kalayim shouldn't have the Issa of Oslo Svino. What about all the other Psulim by Mukashim? What about a Mum, a Trefa? Oslo Svino shouldn't apply. Why did they choose the Dafka Kalayim? That would be the problem. Right? So he answers, because there's a chilik between Kalayim and all of the psulim mikdashim. Most other psulim mikdashim, like the mum, the animal itself is kosher. It's something from the outside impacted it, and now it's no longer kosher. Kalayim, by definition, isn't the animal. By kalayim, it's something else. So that's a psulim by kosher. So that's why the Gemara shows it. It doesn't work by kalayim, it shouldn't work by kosher, because kalayim is not set. Similar to the second question, kalayim is not set. So why is it applying for osu vespino? That's why the Gemara asks the question, dafka on kalayim. So we said, that's a there's a pasuk. The pasuk says, O is Larabbas' client. So Mars, wait a second. How can I use O, Larabbas' client? Ha-O, I need that O, Miboyle, for something else. Miboyle al-Khalik. I need that to split up the pasuk, right? Because Sakhadai the Kamina, Adeshachit, Shorbino, Sebino, Lomachayev. Without the O, you would have thought that violate the Isser, you have to do Shorbino and Sebino. You have to do both to be violated. So Kamash Milan, the O is L'Khalik. It's either the either or. You don't have to check four animals, just two of the animals. So the Gemara says, no. L'chalek, to separate me, b'no nafa. I learned that when it says b'no by Lashon Yochid. Oso v'zbeno. Don't say osam v'zbeneyam. It says oso v'zbeno. So if the l'chalek is from b'no, so then the O is still available for Kalayim. So the Gemara says, wait a second. If I kati mi v'yile, I still need the O for something else. L'tia d'sanya. I have the following price that says, idu namar shor v'ase u'b'no. Let's say it didn't say O. It said shor se u'b'no. I would think I need to shut three animals. I don't know what the habmin was in. Hayisi omer. Actually, it's not sure. The set of no. If set with sure, then the set of no for it to be chayim. Right? Talmud Lomar, sure, oseh, osovi es beno. So therefore, my lav, me o naphtali. You learn this out from the o. So the o is no longer extra. The o is no longer extra. I still the kashron kilayim. It's holding cup. So where it says lo, we don't learn it out from o, we learn it out from oso. right? It says, Shor Oseh Osov Yesbino. It is singular. So now, oh, still that Shor called it out for Kalayim. So the Gemara says, Hanicha, this is all fine, and then the Rabbanon did Miyakdaluhu Osov. Well, they say that Oso is extra. So that I can do Oso to make this chiluk, and therefore always is extra for me to learn. However, El Chananya, a point to Chananya, the Lo Miyakdali Oso. Oso is not extra for him. He needs Oso for another drasha. If he needs Oso for another drasha, the only word that's left over to say you don't have to shef Shor and then a Sebeno is the O. If I use O for that, I can't use O for client. So what's going on according to Chananya? El Chananya, Lo Miyakdali Oso, L'chalik Minole. Or the other way, I guess the question is, no, sorry, that's how I put it. He seems to be saying that I definitely have the O is L'chalik, the O is for Kilayim, but Oso for Chananya is left, is learned for something else. So if the Oso is learned for something else, how does Chananya know that I can split up, that it's not when it's not Shor Beno, Sel Beno, or Shor Se and Beno? I don't know, it's either, or it's only two animals, or three or four animals. Because he needs the Oso for something else. I guess the O we definitely do for client, right? He's talking about L'chalik. So the Tanya, I mean, L'chalik won't start across. To split up, he doesn't need a Pasuk, because the Sabla like Rav Yonasan. He holds like Rav Yonasan. Rav Yonasan said that any time the Pasuk writes two things, even if it doesn't say or, the Mashmas of the Pasuk is or, then it's either or, right? And I'm going to quote, we saw this Rav Yonasan. It's Rav Yonasan a few times before by Mikhail of the Imo. Okay? The Sanya, the Brisa says, the Pasuk says by Mikhail of the Imo. It says, Ish ashe yikolo es aviv es imo mos yumas. Curse your parents, mos yumas. So, eini ela aviv the imo. I only have from the Pasuk cursing mother and father together. Aviv shalo imo. Imo shalo aviv minayin. How do I know if I curse one and not the other? Only cursing one. So, Tanakama says, Talim Omar, because the end of the Pasuk says, aviv the imo kilo. The first part of the pasuk says, "Ish asher yikolel es aviv imo." So the klala, the kila word, is connected to the aviv. At the end of the pasuk, it says, "Aviv imo kilel." The kila word is connected to the mother. Therefore, either one, you curse either one, you chayav misa, right? So it says, "Hamalomer aviv imo kilel, aviv kilel imo kilel dibri Rav Yoshio." Those are the words of Rav Yoshio. However, comes Rav Yonasan, because I don't need that. Amar Rav Yonasan, mashma shem ke'efad. When it says es aviv es imo kilel, the mashmas of the pasuk is one. Right, it's mashma shneim ke'echad, u'mashma echad me'atzmo. Both are in this mashmas, both together, or one after the other. Right? Ad sheyif l'chol kasav yachad. The only way that you have to, the only time you know that you need both, is the pasuk tells me yachad. The context of the pasuk tells me what the story is. It's O, unless the Torah, it's either or, unless the Torah says yachad. So Chananya holds like that. So Chananya holds like the Rav Yonasan. Since Chananya holds like that Rav Yonasan, so if he doesn't need Oso, L'chalik. He learns that L'chalik from the rule of Rav Yonasan. Okay? There's a question that they ask. It's very strong. That's an interesting question. He says, wait a second. So, according to Rav Yonasan, we only say it's either or, unless it says Yachta. What does it say by Sukkos? L'chata l'chel v'yom rishon, kriyas adar, right? Right, the pasuk says, it doesn't say yachad. So why do you need all of them? You just need one. It doesn't say yachad. According to Rav Yonasan, you only need one, right? So, interesting question. So the Tiferes Yisrael answers based on the Shita of Rabbi Pinchas Halevi. Rabbi Pinchas Halevi is brought down in a ritva in Bava Metzia, that Sadihei, who says that when Rav Yonasan says his word, his rule, that the pasuk is mashma either or, unless it says yachad, only by Yisur. It only applies by something that you're not allowed to do. You're not allowed to curse. You're not allowed to curse your mother or your father. But when it comes to an actual action, you can't pot yourself by one. Because it doesn't say yachto. You have to wear one tefillin, you wear two tefillin. You have to take four species. You have to take one, you can take four. So we're doing an act. Rav Pinchas Halevi, right? Rav Pinchas Halevi, born the ritva above Metziah, Sadiyeh, he says that Rav Yonasan didn't, he just says it didn't only applies the Gabe Tvarim that you're not allowed to do, like Kliyim or cursing. But Tvarim that you have to do, so the Tzeres Yisrael applies that to the argument to our question. Okay. So now, the Gemara mentioned before the Machlokas and the Chachamim, if we're nourish the word Oso or not. Right? So, The Chachamim didn't use Oso, but Hananya had the word Oso, and then since he used the word Oso, we had a question about Lechalik, because he don't need the Chalik, because it sounds like Rabbi Yonasan. Right? It was like Rabbi Yonasan. So what was that machlokas about Oso? Gemara says, this Sanya, the Isser of Oso v'Espino, Noheg v'Nikevos, it only applies to Nikevos, which I think I mean the mother. It applies to the mother and her offspring, right? The Einor Noheg v'Zecharit. But it doesn't apply if you shef the father and its offspring. Right? It doesn't apply because basically, we're not choshish but zera av. We only miyachis after the mother, not after the father. So I'm saying it only applies if the mother is the first. It doesn't apply what her, it doesn't make a difference what her offspring is. The no is going to mean either the oso is the issue. Is the oso male or female? The beno is clearly either or. Right? Osovias for no noig bin a cavus for ain't no bizakarim. Kananya omen no bin bizakarim bin a cavus. No, it doesn't make a difference whether the parent shefted is a male or a female. So my time the Rabbanan. Why does the Rabbanan say it only applies if the mother is a female? The Sanya. Because you go ahead of Bryce. Yachliya Osovias for no noig bin bizakarim bin a cavus. Maybe Osovias for no is knowing whether or not the parent is a male or a female. Vidinhu. And we should learn a binyan av from. We've shown a bidin av from Shul HaKan, from this week's, past week's parsha, right? Chiyav Kan, by Osu Esbino, there's a chiyav, Isser, the chiyav v'eim alabonin, and there's a chiyav by Shul HaKan, which only applies to the mother bird, right? Ma kashi chiyav v'eim alabonin, but the cave of Zakarim, Shul HaKan only applies to the mother bird, ah, kashi chiyav Kan, so to Osu Esbino, should only apply, but the cave of Zakarim. That whole thing is, the whole major to do about the rationale. It's Shul HaKan, but you can have a rationale. But if the rationale for Shul HaKan is a lot of people, some say it's just a gzeira, some say it's based on compassion, right? So it's based on compassion, so maybe, you know, maybe just the physiological thing that the compassion only applies to the mother, not to the father. The mother's much more compassionate. The Gemara says, lo, that can't be the case. The Price says, no, we can't learn it out from Osos Beno. Ima Marta Ve'ein Al Habanim, term with the Gemara saying now, the reason why Shul HaKan only applies to the aim by the mother. Came low asabam mazuma kishain mazuma. The mother bird stays at home. The father bird doesn't. So it's only being Shul HaKan is only being applying to the bird that's there. The father bird's not going to be there, right? Tomar but also vesbino shekin asabam mazuma kishain mazuma. But also vesbino, where's the distinction to say that one that only applies to the one that's there and it's not that's not there? Tamad lomar. Therefore, the pasuk said right. The pasuk says oso. The pasuk says oso, which is singular. Echad v'lo shnayim. It only applies to one parent, and not to both parents. And which one is that? V'achar shechilek hakasuv. Now, once the Torah is making a distinction, which one should I choose? Zachisi l'din, I will make the assumption that it's chayiv kan, right? V'chiyev v'eim alabonim. It should only be the mother, and not the kids. Ma'ach shechiyev v'eim alabonim, v'nekevus v'lozacharim, achar shechiyev kan, v'nekevus v'lozacharim. So now I can back out from Shmuel Chakat. Let me read it again. The Gemara says, "Lo, even by the name Alabonim, right by Shul HaKan, that's not Kushkein Lo Asavu Mezumim Shein Mezumim, because that only talks. What's the case of Shul HaKan? Shul HaKan is Kidi Kara Kain, right? If it happens upon you that you have a Kain, folks do about people as man as that, they go out searching for the Kain. You'll come to my house to come through the major mitzvah of Shul HaKan. It's a machlokas. Well, yeah, the newspaper articles, and some people charge $600. They charge money for it. They list all the midrashim about all the things that come up." The school is that come out. So, but Nelson Slipkin has a whole article about Shul HaKan. He said it's a machlokas. It's a major machlokas of what the rationale between Shul HaKan is. But based on what he calls the rational approach, it's based on compassion. If you happen to need the eggs, then you go get it. Right? Can you cover it? You happen to need it, you go do it. Not that, oh, guy has one in his backyard, I'm going to get it. But other people say differently. There's another, they bring down from the Zohar that Shul HaKan is the opposite of compassion. It's Achzorios. Right? It's Achzorios. And you shoo away the bird, and the Achzorios, the Malachim, the Kodesh Baruch Hu, they look at you, and they get about the bird, they don't have Rachmanis, and no one's going to have Rachmanis on your children, so it spurs the Kodesh Baruch Hu to do a typical Zohar type approach, but it's the complete opposite. So if that's the case, then yeah, then these advertisements make perfect sense. I want to spur Kodesh Baruch Hu to be Rachmanim on me, I'm going to go do that mitzvah. Right? It just depends on how you look at the mitzvah. So again, so Iyam Marta, the Eim Alabanim, right? Shekein lo asav b'mazum she'en b'mazum. It only applies to Yikare. It only applies to the mothers there. Tomar b'osav is b'no she'asav b'mazum she'en b'mazum. In this case, there's no difference. doesn't matter when you reach the animal, right? For your case, it doesn't matter where the animals are. You can't shecht osu v'sbenu b'yom echad. It does not keep you furry, no matter what. So it doesn't make a difference a mezumen or ain't a mezumen. So Tam Lomer, therefore the pasuk says osu. The pasuk says osu is lachos shenasun yachid, which teaches me that it's only knowing echad below shnayim. But achra shechiluk akasim. Now the Torah says it only goes by one. So now I can go back to figure out which one it applies to. Chiyah Khan, the Chiyah Be'em Labanim. Mashmi Be'em Labanim is Mechavos Muscharim. After Chiyah Khan, the Mechavos Muscharim. Now I can go out by for them. So Mar says, the Im Nashach Lomar, if that's the case, it says Bino. And if that answer is not sufficient for you, it says Bino. Also says Bino. So Bino is Misha Bino Koruch Acharav. It applies to the one where the child follows the parent. Which is that? Yotze Zachar. The vlad is not rugged to go after the mother bird, after the father bird. It goes after the mother bird. For two reasons. The Gemara says, well, why need the second reason? What would have been wrong with the first reason? Maybe the word oso is written in Lashon Zachar, so it's Zachar Mashma, and applies this to a male bird, so the Kareyu Omer, so applies to the male parent. Kareyu Omer Bino, Misha Bino Koruch Acharav, Yotze Zachar She'ei Bino Koruch Acharav. It applies to the bird who follows the mother, not the one who doesn't follow the mother. Let's just continue. Ule Chananya, right? So now the Gemara says, now the Gemara says, Chananya doesn't need Oso, right? The Kiv Oso, right? What does he do with Oso, right? Because Chananya says it applies to the mother and the father bird. So what does he do with Oso? That's good. No. So Chananya, Kiv Oso, the Mashma Zachar, Oso is Mashma Zachar, except Bino, which is Lamisha Bino Koruch Acharav, the Mashma Kevo. Hilkach, I have both. The Pasuk teaches me both. Yesh, so knowing David is a part of David the Kevos. So what? Getting back to the whole thing of the flow of the Gemara. So Chananya used the word Oso here. He used the word Oso. So Oso cannot be used to be Mechalik, for what we said before. So how did Chananya do Mechalik? He learned like Rav Yonasan, like Rav Yonasan. That's the flow. And Amar Rabuna Barfi Amar Shmuel Hilchas Laki Chananya. He brings down the halacha is like Chananya, that the Isra of Oso Zeno is knowing even if the parent is the mother, because Rafoshim for Zera'ah, fine. The thing also, I'm sure it's in the back. Why, when we make a Mishabeya for the colon, we specifically say the mother. It's in the back because it's Mukos after the Mukos. I think that's such a good reason. It's such a good reason. So why would we call it Belia and not say the father? It's in the back. Oh, it's in the back. What's he say? Okay, fine. So, okay. Point to Chananya, right? It was a machlokes in the brayso between the Chacham and the Chananya, or passing like Chananya, the Gemara says. Either one. Because Chananya is learning after a pasuk, but the concept still exists that you still meyufas after the mother, and we also have the concept of that the mother is the one who's more merachim, and the vlad goes after the mother. Chananya didn't argue with that svara; he says it's the pasuk. It says oso, and then it says bino, which is mashma both. Okay, but also Shmuel tamei. Shmuel who paskins like a shita over here, because basically he's choshish b'zera'av. That's the whole thing. We're choshish b'zera'av. That's why Shmuel passes like Chananya. It's now we have the Mishnah Kalan that says, "Rabbi Omer, hanoladim min asus." Anyone think that's born from a horse, even though the father is from a donkey, mutarim zebezeh, meaning the pered, anything that's born out of a sus, they can mate with each other. They're not choshish the fact that the father was a donkey, right? Aval hanoladim min asamor. So it's anything that's born from a donkey, right? I guess it's a mule, right? Im noladim min asus asurin. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Zodi Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Ein Choshem Zera Arav. Al Chachamim Omrim Kol Minei Prodos Achavehem. Chachamim say everything is one, right? They're all mutter for each other. Man Chachamim Chananya Yehuda, Amar Choshem Zera Arav. Maybe not to finish up. Har Bar Susa Chachamim, Har Bar Chachamim Susa, Kulu Chadim Nihu. They're all considered the same min. Therefore, they're mutter for each other. Doesn't make a difference whether the father was or the not father wasn't. They're all the same min because the Choshem for Zera Arav, and therefore all the offspring are allowed to mate with each other. And that's why you see that the posture of Zera'av, that's where Shmuel passes like Chananya. Okay? Stop here. Good day.